Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Are you a mushroom hunter? Well, perhaps with all this moisture and a little bit of warm weather, you could go out and find those morel mushrooms, the safe kind for you to hunt and harvest and eat. Now, I've noticed in my yard there are lots of mushrooms popping up, but probably not the kind that I would want to eat. So I know that the weather has been good for mushroom production. And I also hear, because I'm not one of them, I also hear that mushroom hunters, the morel hunters, are not likely to share their source with you because sometimes they're difficult to find, and when they find them, they really love to eat them. So, mushrooms. Do you include any kind of mushrooms in your meal planning? Because we have mushrooms available to us basically all year long. And dried mushrooms are available forever, and they are equally nutritious to those that are fresh. But if you have fresh mushrooms, the best way to store them is in the refrigerator, of course, in a loosely closed paper bag, and they'll keep about a week. Dried mushrooms, on the other hand, will stay fresh for about 6 months to a year, but they need to be stored in a tightly sealed container, either in the refrigerator or in the freezer. Now, you know that mushrooms are very porous, so if they're exposed to too much water, they will quickly absorb and become soggy. So the best way to clean mushrooms without sacrificing their taste and their texture is to clean them as little as possible. So one of the simple ways is just to wipe them off with a slightly damp paper towel or kitchen cloth, or there is a special mushroom brush that's very soft that you can buy at any place that sells kitchenware or hardware stores, any specialty stores, you'll find a mushroom brush. So if mushrooms are in your menu a lot, it might be worthwhile to get a mushroom brush. Otherwise, that paper towel or kitchen cloth will do you just fine. Now, what if you forget that you have those mushrooms there in there in the sack in the refrigerator and they become a little dried out? Well, you don't want to wait too long, but you could soak them in water for 30 minutes and they'll kind of bring back the moisture that's in them. You know, kind of watch them so they're just kind of back to where they were when you got them originally. And it's kind of nice to know that you don't lose much in the nutritional value. Now, what about cooking them and using them? Well, if you use mushrooms, how do you use them? Many people just slice them up, the clean ones, without being cooked and put them in a salad. Or one of our favorite ways at home was to put them in homemade spaghetti sauce so they got cooked. They could go in soup, you know, they could be cooked in many ways. But I think for many people, mushrooms are best when they're just sauteed quickly. Doesn't take much cooking, no more than probably 7 minutes should they be sauteed. And if they're in sauces, well, that's okay to cook them a bit longer. But again, you may not want to, if it's a long cooking kind of thing, you may not want to put them at the very beginning. You may want to wait and put them in along with some other things at the end. Why would you want to include mushrooms? Oh yeah, one other way that I keep seeing in pictures, and I have to say I've not tried it, is to get those shiitake mushrooms, those big mushrooms, and they're about as big as a hamburger patty, and just add that to your hamburger patty as one of the additions with the bun in your sandwich. And people just kind of, oh my goodness, they can't hardly describe how good that is. So just another way to use. And if you haven't tried shiitake or some other kinds of mushrooms, you might want to do that, especially if you're a mushroom fan, kind of try out some other kinds of mushrooms. Now, why would we want to have them in our diet? Well, it adds variety, it adds some interesting flavor, but they do add some interesting nutritive value. We usually don't choose mushrooms because we think of the nutritional value. We just think they're an interesting addition to our meal. But mushrooms are rich in B vitamins, including B2, B6, niacin, and they're also relatively high compared to other vegetables, for instance, in iron. Now, saying that, and I want to come back to that vegetable thing here in a little bit. But, you know, mushrooms can include some support for our immune systems. And they are, as I said, a very good source of iron that are its non-animal source. And they also have some minerals. Manganese especially is one of the minerals that's provided by mushrooms. So they do have a variety of nutritional value. It's sort of a supplement. Probably it's not going to be our main source of any of those, but it is an addition. They also have a bit of vitamin D, and of course they have a bit of fiber. So they do have just a variety of nutrients that kind of supplement the other kinds of foods that we're eating for nutritional value. Now, when you think of mushrooms, I'm guessing you probably have a picture in your head of what a mushroom looks like, but of course there are various shapes and sizes. Now, I said that call them a vegetable. Well, they're not a vegetable. They are very unique, and they are actually a fungus and a special type of living organism that has no roots, no leaves, no flowers, or seeds. And of course, mushrooms go back a long way in our history, since probably the beginning of time. They were a symbol of longevity in Asia because of their health-promoting properties, and they have been used medicinally by the Chinese for more than 6,000 years. And as I said, the various flavors have made them a favorite in terms of many people's eating patterns, because they just say, that's a flavor that I want to add to my meals. So check out the mushrooms and add a little variety if you've not done that. It's sort of an interesting way to just kick things up a bit, as well as perhaps trying some other vegetables that are now fresh and available locally. The spinach is producing like crazy. Lots of different kinds of lettuces. And kale will soon be coming if you're a kale fan. But lots of greens, those early greens, are now available. So those would be interesting things to also to add to your diet. Perhaps try some new kinds of greens. Those microgreens, as well as all kinds of varieties of lettuce. And we're really fortunate that this kind of weather has been good for some of those early crops. And they're doing very well. I'm thinking if you're a tomato lover, it's something that if you're planting tomatoes, you might want to protect them a bit. Perhaps you have had them protected from the cold and also the wind. The sun is a good thing for tomatoes, but the cold and the wind is not one of their favorites. So they need a bit of protection to get them through this season right now. So they'll be yummy coming up. It seems like tomatoes are one of those vegetables fresh tomato is kind of at the top of a lot of people's list in terms of what they would like to have that's not available year-round. So take a look at what's available. And I guess I just have to say, and we'll be talking about it more, that the farmers markets are opening. And you might want to check out those in your town. And I have to say that Produce in the Park opens June 4th with a wide variety of good things to eat. So check out those farmers markets. I don't know that they'll have any mushrooms, but they'll have lots of other good things to choose from. So until next time, here's a thought. The rearview mirror is always clearer than the windshield.